We've been carrying on with the general idea of making God's choice. And I think it's interesting that, I don't know if Mike planned it quite like this, but it worked out perfectly because he talked about the home Sunday morning. Tonight I want to address this, making God's choice to be intentional soul winners by reaching our family. By reaching our family. Now, I'm going to start this in a bit of an interesting way here because we're not going to be necessarily talking about the family. But remember, the Great Commission is found in two places, Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, and Mark 16, 15 through 16. We're told there that as Christians, we are to make disciples of all nations. We're to go into all the world with the gospel of Christ. And I'm going to repeat something that Mike gave you Sunday, even though I wasn't here. I was told he used this one. But it's okay because I'm going to extend it just a little bit beyond maybe what he did. And I remember him telling me about this first time, you know, somebody told him, you know, why do we go to El Salvador when we won't go to next door? Okay. Well, how about this? Why are we going to El Salvador with the gospel, but we won't go next door? And why would we go next door before we go, if at all, to those who were absolutely closest to us? Our family members. Our family members who are lost, who are not members of the Lord's church, or maybe they're out of duty and they need to be brought back to God. Have you stopped and think about that? We're so interested. And I'm going to be real candid with you. I've known some preachers that lost their family because they were so busy trying to evangelize the whole world that they lost their family. And what a sad commentary. I don't know how you wrestle with that, but they did. Now, you're not going to get any argument from me on this one. Reaching family members sometimes can be challenging. And I can give you some great examples of that. And will in just a moment. But stop and think about it. That's not an uncommon thing to have happen. Think about John chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. Jesus' own brothers did not believe in him. It says, beginning in verse 3 of John chapter 7, his brothers therefore said to him, depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you're doing. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourselves to the world. Now listen, for even his brothers did not believe in him. Jesus' own family did not believe who he was. It makes you wonder what they were thinking. It makes you wonder, but it doesn't really matter. Reaching our family sometimes can be a challenge. And stop and think about this for just a moment. This was really, almost to me, it's a prophecy fulfilled from the book of Psalms. Psalm 69 and verse 8. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. It's just a fulfillment. Now, I have some personal experiences. Let me just give you a few real quickly to just show you the challenges that we have. I tried my best to reach my brother. He died at 58, having never been obedient to the gospel. At very best, I would say that when he died, and hopefully I had at least this much to do with it, he was no longer an atheist. He'd become an agnostic, which didn't help him much, mind you. But the point being is, he just didn't respond. Maybe it was a failure on my part, because I didn't know how to do that, how to really reach him. I remember a number of years ago at a family get-together over the Christmas holidays, years and years back, I had an aunt and some cousins. I don't know if you know where Columbus, Texas is. Well, Columbus is down on I-10 between Houston and San Antonio. Little bitty town, probably not more than about 4,000 or 5,000. And I remember talking to them because they were very religious people. She raised her children to be Baptists, good Baptists. Okay. And I remember talking to my cousin Wayne, and we were talking about things, and I was trying to help him to see, because at this point in time, he had been obedient to the gospel. Somebody in the church got with him, taught him the truth, but then he drifted back in a way out of that. And, you know, because I was talking about having been baptized for the remission of sins, to have his sins washed away, Acts 22 and verse 16. And we were talking, and my aunt came out, and she engaged in the discussion. Oh, well, that's what I did too. I was baptized for the remission of my sins. I said, were you really? I said, well, Aunt Mallon, tell me something. Is that what the Baptist Church teaches? Well, I don't know. I just know that I was baptized for remission of my sins. I said, would it surprise you that I could bring you a manual from the Baptist Church that says that is not true, that that's not what you were taught? It's called Hyssop's Standard Baptist Manual. And I said, well, let's do this. I said, you're the person who baptized you may not even be alive anymore. Oh, yeah, he is too. I remember my eyes got real big because she was pretty old then. And I thought, well, okay. And she said, well, he's the associate now. Call him pastor, associate pastor. And I said, well, go to him and ask him what the Baptist Church teaches regarding baptism. Are you saved before or after baptism? Okay, I'll go talk to him. I said, well, call me back. Here's my phone number. Give me a call back. She never called me back. One of two things happened. She either didn't ask to go ask him, or she got an answer she didn't like. She died about 2 years ago. 101. Lost. They're challenging. My own mother, though she was a member of the Lord's body, for a fact, I never got her to understand she needed to get out of, and I'm being kind, a pretty liberal church. Never could quite get her out of that. And I can't help but think that sometimes it's because they relate to you differently as a family. My mother, well, I just raised you. You're still a kid to me. My aunt, who was a good 30 years, about 24, 25 years older, I guess, at that point, older than I was, maybe her mindset was saying, well, you're just a kid. Sometimes, here's my point, sometimes the best thing we can do is to have somebody to go with us, non-family member, somebody that they don't look at and say, well, I remember, I remember changing your diapers type thing, mentality. Take somebody with you that can relate on a different level to them. And as we like to say sometimes, let them be the tip of the spear. You're just there to help. You're just there to occasionally interject or just be answer a question or something. Get somebody to help you. But we don't want to see our family members lost. I know I don't. I certainly don't want to see my kids lost. I don't want to see my grandkids lost. Do small things if necessary. And I thought about this because Brian was talking about this the other evening, about personal and impersonal. You know what? Sometimes that impersonal doesn't work too well. You need to actually talk to people. Sometimes, even if it starts with an impersonal, you've got to move it to something else. You may start out with just a social media type thing or a family group thing, but at some point in time, you may need to actually go, if you detect a problem, you may need to go face to face. Son, you got a problem here. Let's help you. Let's get over the hump here. But do whatever it takes. Maybe we need to employ the principle that Jesus laid out for the apostles in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. That is our outreach. In other words, do what? First, what do you tell them? Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then to the uttermost parts of the world. In other words, start here. Start with your family. Sometimes it works great, doesn't it, Leon? You can reach out. The son can help the parents. What a marvelous thing. Sometimes you may need help. But whatever you need, make sure that you are addressing a problem, reaching out to somebody who may be lost, maybe out of duty, or maybe never obeyed the gospel. Make sure that those family members get that chance that they need. If there's anyone here this evening, though it's a little bit different scenario, this is a family here. Okay? Not necessarily a biological family, but we are a spiritual family. And if you have never been obedient to the gospel, you have never put your Lord and Savior on in baptism, we stand ready to help you with that. Maybe it's just a matter of studying with you. We're here to study. Maybe it's just a matter of somebody sitting down with you and helping you to understand a few passages you just don't understand. Maybe you just need the whole plan of salvation talk. Whatever it may be, we stand ready to help you. Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God and you strayed away. You need to come back to God on His terms. And that's the only way we can do it, is on His terms. Then we stand ready to assist you as well. Again, it may just be somebody to pray with you, somebody to hear out your story and get some help for you, whatever your need may be. If we can help in any way, let us know as we stand and as we sing this song.